He's like one of those athletes who's so effortless that you don't realize he's the game changer. On set, he has the attitude of a team player. Having resolved to work with more female filmmakers, Hanks, who had previously declined the neighborhood role a couple of times before director Marielle Heller convinced him, made it clear during the production that he was at Heller's command. "He came in and immediately called me boss," she recalls. "He knows I'm setting the tone, and he's respectful of letting that be the case, even though he's Tom Hanks, which is just amazing." Hanks had respect and kindness for everybody on the set, a location in Pittsburgh, and is the hardest working person, says Seraph. "He never leaves. He's not the kind of actor who goes and sits in his trailer for most of the day and just waits to come and do his bits. He wants to be involved, to see what's going on and be part of the whole process. And it really sets a tone for everybody who's working on the film." Hanks insists he simply likes to be part of an ensemble, he told People earlier this year. "Anybody can make it a miserable day by being cranky or self-centered, by thinking it's all about them instead of all about the whole." His thoughtfulness extended beyond the set as well. After the production moved to New York City, 11 people were killed in a mass shooting at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue. "He picked up the phone and called the mayor of Pittsburgh and said, 'What can I do?'" Seraph recalls. "And he flew back to Pittsburgh a few weeks later to speak at a ceremony of healing. That's just an example of the kind of thing that Tom Hanks would do. And he did." As a child, Hanks didn't have much of a chance to put down roots. Born in Northern California, Hanks was only 5 when his parents divorced. He lived with his father and older brother and sister. His other brother stayed with his mom, and moved around as his dad embarked on various jobs. "My parents were so busy with all of their own problems, I don't think they were even aware of the fact that sometimes we were in the house," the actor told The Guardian in 2017. At Oakland Skyline High School, Hanks was on the soccer and track teams, but found his joy in drama class. He dropped out of college to join the Great Lakes Shakespeare Festival in Cleveland, then was cast in the 80s sitcom Bosom Buddies. He followed up his breakthrough movie roles in 1984's Splash and 1988's Big with a few flops. Then Penny Marshall's A League of Their Own in 1992 set him on a steady rise to superstardom.